File number EE026. Personal file from Esat Echt. Interview between Rose Franklin and Vincent Couture. Location, assigned residence, Etyacht region.
Can we do this quick, Rose? Ava wants to take a walk and I don't want her to go outside alone.
It won't take long. I just wanted to keep some record of our time here if we're leaving soon. Do you mind?
No, it's fine. Go, go, let's talk.
So, what can you tell us about where we are?
Enatas told me this is a residential neighborhood somewhere in the Etyacht region. I'm not sure what these houses are for, but he said we can stay here until we leave. It's pretty. There are trees everywhere. Weird, alien trees.
They're not that weird. I'm actually surprised at how not weird everything is. I mean, sure, it's all different, but it's also...
Not different.
There are houses, for one thing. Streets, neighborhoods. They have government. Some of it makes sense. They spent a couple thousand years on Earth near what was the epicenter of civilization. It's possible they've influenced us a lot more than we thought. Don't tell them I said that. But there are things I really didn't expect. Look at how close their vegetation is to ours.
Rose, I've looked. Have you ever seen a tree with multicolored bark?
I have. Rainbow eucalyptus. I think that's what it's called. Has bark just like that. The street is a lot weirder, if you ask me. That black sand? It looks volcanic. I wonder if all the streets are like that.
You're free to walk around, you know. You wanted to see more of the place? Here's your chance.
Do we know if it's safe?
I don't think they would have us stay in the middle of a war zone, Rose. There aren't any guards at the door.
I saw one walk by earlier. Her uniform looked different, but she was armed.
Different government. I know they call them regions. Well, I call them regions. They call them Etyeks. It means a part of something, but from what I gather, it's really more like a country. Different rules, different everything. We were in the Osk region before. This is just south of that. And by south, I mean lower on the map that Enatas showed me. I don't know if there's really a south.
Vincent, did Enna...
His name is Enatas.
Did Enatas tell you why we're here?
He said we'd be more comfortable.
Did he say when we're leaving?
He says he doesn't know.
Do you believe him? We were supposed to leave right away, and it's been days.
Do I believe that he doesn't know when? Yes. I'm sure he knows what the holdup is about, but that he won't say.
I have a feeling we'll be here a while.
Why do you say that?
They've given us a place to live, Vincent. It seems like a lot of trouble to go through for a few extra nights. We could have stayed where they were holding us before.
I don't know. He says we're leaving soon. There's obviously a lot he's not telling me, in part because I can't understand half of what he says, but I don't think he has any reason to lie to us. He's getting good, though. He can pronounce D's now, sorta, and R's. He growls them. He still adds vowels before everything, but you can barely hear it anymore.
He's right about one thing. This place is way more comfortable.
You like it here, don't you?
I just said it's a lot more comfortable.
I didn't mean the house. You like being here, on this planet.
It's a bit eerie, but yes, I do. It's a new world. Aren't you the least bit excited?
Looks a lot like Havana, without any windows.
I've never been to Cuba.
Sorry, I forgot you weren't allowed back then. I went on vacation a few times. You could get an all-inclusive for $500, booze included. Anyway, that's what it looks like. Spanish architecture, intricate details, bright colors. Only Havana's falling apart. It looks great from the street, but go on a rooftop and it looks like Beirut, gaping holes everywhere. This place is in great shape.
And empty.
We can't complain about the neighbors.
It's not just our block, Vincent. Eugene and I went outside. We didn't see anyone anywhere.
There's a market about a 20-minute walk that way, supposedly. Enatas said there are people living on the other side of that.
Okay. But you don't think it's weird that there are empty houses for miles on end? Also, there are no cars, no vehicles.
There weren't any where they kept us before, either. I noticed that when we left. Maybe they beam themselves anywhere they can't walk. And yeah, of course it's weird, Rose. Everything is. Have you tried the bathroom?
I have.
Do your legs touch the ground?
No, they just hang. But I understand the concept. Their legs have to bend underneath, and they have these extra joints so they can keep their feet on the floor.
Does your...
Vincent, we don't need to talk about the toilet.
Yeah, but my...
I know. Can you ask him about all the empty houses next time you see him?
Sure. But seriously, Rose, what do you care for going home?
I'm curious.
And? Come on, I know when you have something on your mind. What? You can say it.
I don't think we're going home.
Oh, we're going, Rose. I don't care if you want to stay. We're going home.
I didn't say I don't want to go home. I just don't think they're sending us back.
But if they are, you'd like to stay a while before we go, is that it?
Is that so bad? We're on another planet, Vincent. Another planet!
Well, I'm sorry, but I really hope you don't get your wish.
I understand. But imagine for a minute that we're staying here for a while. Don't you want to make the best of it?
Rose, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I want to be absolutely clear. I don't care what happens to me, to Eugene, to you. I don't care if we live or die. I'm sorry for the way that sounds. I'm getting my daughter home.
I know you want to keep her safe.
I'm not just keeping her safe. I'm getting her back to Earth.
She could be happy here, you know.
You mean you?
I'm surprised, Vincent. I thought the scientist in you would be more excited. We're the first humans to set foot on another world. This is a once-in-a-lifetime doesn't even begin to describe this. This is a truly unique opportunity. We can learn so much from these people, use the time we have to understand how their society works.
What's the point if we can't tell anyone?
Do you really mean that, Vincent? That doesn't sound like you at all.
Maybe I'm getting old.
Vincent, we're the same age.
We are, aren't we? I keep thinking you're older than me because... Well, because you were older than me before. You're right, though. I should be all over this, but I'm not.
You should try to...
I've never bought her clothes.
What?
Eva. I've never bought her clothes. I've never bought her a toy, a stick of gum. I never took her out for pancakes on Sunday, haven't helped her with homework.
Those are all things you haven't done. Are you sure this is about her?
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm being selfish. I want her to have... I want to give her some semblance of normalcy. I want that to be my gift to her. I think she deserves it. Besides, you're talking about staying here as if it were just another option, like moving to France or something. It's not. She won't be going to the prom with a bunch of her alien girlfriends. It's not safe here, Rose. It's not safe for us, and it's not safe for her. You're like a volcanologist staring down the crater of an active volcano. It's cool and all, but I'm not raising my daughter on the edge of it just to satisfy your scientific curiosity.